Now let's talk about the race for Florida's open Senate seat. Most of the attention has been on the Republican side. There's been a lot of support for conservative Marco Rubio, so much support, in fact, that the popular Republican governor, Charlie Crist, dropped out of the Republican primary and is running as an independent. For more than a year, Congressman Kendrick Meek has been running for the Democratic nomination, receiving little press and facing only token opposition. Until now. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's early afternoon in the clubhouse at Windmore Village, a retirement community north of Fort Lauderdale, and the ballroom is almost full. This is the monthly meeting of the Windmore Democratic Club, an important stop for any Democrat looking for votes in Broward County. The speaker today is Florida Congressman Kendrick Meek.
I'm running to be your next United States Senator, and I'm excited about that. I want to thank many.
Meek has been in Congress now for 8 years, holding a seat he all but inherited from his mom, Florida political icon Carrie Meek. But although he's been in the race now for a year and a half, Meek's still not that well known outside of his South Florida congressional district. So far, he hasn't spent any money on ads, largely because he hasn't had to. Until recently, his only opponent was former Miami Mayor Maurice Ferray, who's raised little money and not had much impact. Meek's name recognition wasn't helped by the battle between Crist and Rubio, who for several months largely monopolized media coverage. But Meek says in coming weeks, look for his candidacy to gain invisibility.
People are going to get to know who I am on a grassroots basis, and I'm going to have an opportunity to perform. We will run commercials. We will do all of those things that candidates do. But we can't afford to do those things now in early June.
Meek's not doing bad on the fundraising front, with about $4 million on hand, roughly the same as Rubio, and about half as much as Crist. But in the last few weeks, the race for the Democratic Senate nomination has changed.
I'm tired of career politicians who are only worried about their own jobs.
Meet Jeff Green.
Jeff Green is a newcomer to politics and to Florida. He's a billionaire real estate investor who made his money on credit default swaps that paid off when the subprime mortgage market went belly up. Since he entered the Democratic Senate primary race last month, he spent more than $1 million a week running ads statewide. The chairman of Broward's Democratic Party, Mitch Caesar, says even with Green's controversial business background, he has the potential to change the race.
And you have to take that candidacy seriously. Whether he spends the money wisely and runs the campaign intelligently remains to be seen. But anyone with an unlimited pocketbook has to be given respect.
Meek says he welcomes the primary challenge, and that may be at least partially true. It's raised the race's profile and is finally getting him some media coverage in Florida and nationally. But if he wins the Democratic nomination, Meek still faces many hurdles. No African American has won statewide in Florida since Reconstruction. He also faces the possibility of losing Democratic voters to former Republican, now independent, Crist. A recent survey showed Crist polling 5 points better among Democrats than Meek. But Meek says wait until the general election when he'll be able to draw on the influence of the state Democratic Party and President Obama.
I can tell you when Air Force One lands, and it won't be landing for Charlie Crist, it'll be landing for Kendrick Meek. When Democratic executive committees start to make phone calls on August the 25th, the day after the primary, it will not be for the governor. It'll be for the Democratic nominee, Kendrick Meek, me.
And there's also another factor in the race, one some local bloggers call the anybody but Rubio effect. Unless Meek can show he's competitive in the final weeks of the campaign, Democratic donors, fundraisers, and voters may find independent Charlie Crist more and more appealing. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.